AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden outlines his plans for a nationwide coronavirus vaccine effort that will go far beyond his call for 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. One part of the intense plan, use an existing federal law.
We'll use the Defense Production Act to work with private industry to accelerate the making of materials needed to supply and administer the vaccine, from the tubes and syringes to protective equipment.
Biden wants thousands of additional vaccination sites, from pharmacies to stadiums to gyms and community centers. And the states need to know how much and when they will be getting their vaccine supplies.
Right now we're hearing that they can't plan because they don't know how much supply of vaccines they can expect and what time frame. That stops when we're in office.
The national vaccination effort is a $400 billion component of Biden's broader $1.9 trillion relief and recovery program. Washington, D.C. will be close to shut down for Biden's inauguration because of last week's attack on the Capitol. AP Sagar Magani with more.
It's usually a festive event here in D.C., Americans arriving from all over and cramming the National Mall.
This year will be significantly different.
Police Chief Robert Conte III's city is essentially locked down amid what the Secret Service's Matt Miller calls a very concerning chatter online after the Capitol riot.
We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity.
There will be roughly five times as many National Guard members here in D.C. as there are U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Most of the National Mall is closed, and the inauguration ceremony itself will be smaller than usual. That disappoints House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Obviously, we're excited about nominating a new president of the United States.
But she says what will not be different is the oath Joe Biden takes.
This is AP News. The National Rifle Association files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
The announcement comes after New York's Attorney General Letitia James sued the NRA back in August, accusing top executives of diverting millions of dollars for lavish personal trips and no-show contracts.
We are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
The NRA says the gun rights group wants to be free from the toxic political environment in New York. They're following up on a suggestion from President Trump.
The NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
The NRA will incorporate in Texas. In announcing the move, the organization says it is in the strongest financial condition in years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge has been asked by both government attorneys and lawyers for cities and groups suing over the 2020 census to put their court case on hold for 3 weeks, giving the incoming Biden administration time to decide on how to proceed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.